help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Be sure to check out ElderRage.com. Two R's are in there, ElderRage.com. I've got so many valuable resources for you on there that's going to help you with your caregiving issues. And coming up, guests, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Dawn McGuire. She's the president of and CEO of YouKnow, and we're not able to reach her. Dawn, if you're listening, please call in. We need to talk to you. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk. Hopefully, she'll call in. We need to talk to her about her new Cogni Shunt. And it helps people with Alzheimer's disease. We'll be back in a couple minutes, hopefully, with Dawn.
Does your website maximize online sales? Is it fully interactive with your internet customers? Are you able to update your website? Are you at the whim of the webmaster that never calls back? Hello, this is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. We're the largest internet talk radio station in the world, and like many businesses, we quickly outgrew our static website. The days of putting up some graphics and contact information are over. Database-driven interactive sites with full e-commerce capabilities represent the future of the internet. We search nationwide for a creative and responsive web developer, one who really listened to our challenges and found solutions that truly worked. Lynch Interactive has the experience required to take your company to the next level. Click on the link on the bottom of our WS Radio website for lynchinteractive.com. From e-commercing to web development and technology integration, Lynch Interactive is the right choice.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. We're discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. And next we're going to be speaking with Dawn McGuire. She's a neurologist and the president of and CEO of YouKnow. It's spelled E-U-N-O-E. YouKnow was founded in 1995 by a team of Stanford University professors. Since then, the company has developed, patented, and is testing specially engineered flow-regulated cerebrospinal fluid shunt called the CogniShunt. Well, we thought we had her on the line, and now we've lost her. Oh, well, if she calls in, we'll talk about what she's doing. In the meantime, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to be speaking at the AARP conference for those of you in the San Diego area. I'm going to be hosting the show live from the San Diego floor of the conference center, and that's the Saturday. The conference goes from September 12th through 14th, and on that Saturday we'll be live from the convention center interviewing a lot of celebrities that are actually going to be there and talking about AARP. Go on to AARP's website and take a look. You can find about the conference, and you can also find it on my website on elderrage.com. Go under Jacqueline's speaking engagements, and you'll see a link right to it. But that's going to be a very exciting conference if you're in the Southern California area. I encourage you to attend that. And the other thing, if you're in Southern California, is the California Governors Conference, which is September 24th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I'm speaking there. I'll be moderating a panel called the Sandwich Generation, Coping with Your Aging Parents, Your Young Children, and You All at Once, and how do you do that without going nutty? And so it's going to be a great panel. But I guess what we'll talk about now is some of my biggest issues is my biggest point for everybody is early diagnosis of dementia. I've talked about it before, but in case you're just finding the show, you know when your loved one does something that strikes you as illogical or irrational, it is. You don't need to be a PhD to know something's wrong with them. You know, you need an MD who can diagnose it and treat it properly. So I encourage you to keep a little spiral notebook. Just get a booklet and keep track of anything that seems odd that they do. Because when you take them to the doctor, that's the day they're going to be completely normal. And you're going to look at them and go, but yesterday you were out of your mind, you know. Now why they're completely normal today. So you got to keep it comes and goes. I think that's what, you know, my biggest misconception about somebody with any type of dementia, Alzheimer's being just one type. My biggest misconception of the whole thing was, well, if you have Alzheimer's disease, you don't know what you're doing. You know, I completely stereotyped it to somebody who's in stage 3 in a nursing home that is really not there. And I didn't understand that it starts so subtle and so intermittent that then it comes and goes and everybody ignores it for about 4 years thinking, well, isn't this normal? A little confusion, a little memory loss. I guess that's what happens when you get that in your 70s and 80s. And, you know, I guess that's normal. And I had such a long time before it really sunk into me that, no, that's not normal. That this is, it's not normal when you have anything that seems odd to you. So, you know, when you drop by to see mom and dad and they ask you the same question over and over, well, Dad, you just asked me that. Well, I did. And they don't remember that they just asked you that question. They're not trying to irritate you. They don't know. It didn't go into their short-term memory bank. They don't know that they just asked you that question. So when they tell you an elaborate story, you know, and then an hour later they start telling you the same elaborate story about Aunt Betty, and you're like, Mom, you just told me that one. These are warning signs, okay? What gets affected first is the short-term memory. Because they'll tell you these elaborate things from the past, but it's the short-term stuff that's, it comes and it goes, and it comes, and then you may not notice anything for a few weeks or months, and then you have another little weird thing happen, like, Dad, you know, this bill came back 3 times. You paid this bill 3 times. Oh, okay. They normally, you'll start to notice early on some problems with keeping a checkbook or the financial stuff. You know, ask them to count backwards from 100. They say to do it by 7, but I can't do that now, so we're not going to go there. But, you know, get them to do a little simple math, a little addition, a little subtraction. Go on my website, elderrage.com. Scroll down on the left. There's an early detection dementia test by a renowned dementia specialist. I had him on last week. Love this guy, Dr. Rodman Shankle. He wrote a chapter for the back of my book. So valuable. And he's got this early detection dementia test. And you can take this as if you're your mom or dad. And then you're going to have a baseline. I think it's $9, $9.95, something like that. Really, very inexpensive. And you take the test, and then you can print it out. And then when you go to the doctor, you have some ammunition with you saying, well, you know, because the doctor says, well, you know, they're fine today. I don't see anything wrong with them. You know, Jack, what day is it? What time is it? Who is the governor? And they pass that. We take them home. Okay, you know, you've got to have some ammunition for what's going on. You are with your loved ones a longer period of time. You know what seems odd. Don't ignore it. Get thee to a dementia specialist by calling the Alzheimer's Association, 1-800-6, the national number is 1-800-272-3900. Call them. Tell them Jacqueline sent you. You need a referral in your area to a geriatric dementia specialist. You just took this online test. Looks like there's something going on with your loved one. You'd like to get in to see a specialist who's going to do the appropriate tests, the neurological, the physical, the background, the blood work, going to rule out any reversible dementias. B12 deficiency can cause dementia-like symptoms. Depression can cause dementia-like like symptoms, folate deficiency, thyroid deficiency. You got to get to a doctor who understands all this stuff and who's going to test for it appropriately. Because, you know, I know you're thinking, well, you know, we got heart problems. We had a hip replacement on mom. We had this happen. We got so many things to deal with. We got so many darn doctors. All we need is another darn doctor in here. But let me tell you why. Because if you get early diagnosis, okay, and you get that, you know, and it's hard to tell them, well, you have Alzheimer's disease, do you want to know, you don't want to know? Well, you do, because we've got three medications now can slow it down by 2 to 4 years, doctors say, maybe even longer. The first one's Aricept, the second one is Exelon, third one is Remenil. You've heard me talk about them before, but I saw huge difference in both of my parents, or I wouldn't even tell you about these medications. But ask the doctor. I'm not a doctor. Ask your doctor. Get a referral to a dementia specialist, geriatric dementia specialist. Because with one of these meds, in most people, you can mask the symptoms. You know, you're not going to change the dementia. It's going to keep going underneath. You can't cure it. You can't stop it. But you can mask the symptoms and keep that person in the early stage, maybe 2 to 4 years longer than they would be otherwise. So that's so important, because, you know, the early stage, they're still pretty independent. They can still do a lot for themselves. But see, they're going to go to stage two with or without the medication. Okay, they're going to go there, but it's just a matter of how soon. Now, stage two, now you're going to need full-time care. Now you got to hire caregivers. It's going to fall on the adult children, on the spouse. It's going to be a lot harder to manage. So we can buy some time, because there's so much research going on, and I'm going to have some more wonderful researchers coming on the show about the newest things that are happening, because, gosh, if you buy some time with your loved one, maybe in a couple years we'll have something that'll delay it even further than that. So it's important not to go in denial. I think everybody does. It's just human nature, isn't it? We just all kind of, oh, don't want to deal with this. I got my own problems. I'm worried. I got this problem, that problem. You know, I got my own life, my own kids. How am I coping with all this? They're okay. They're not that bad. I can deal with it. Well, let me tell you, you are going to really have to deal with it when they go to stage two. So that's what my mission is early diagnosis. And I'm so glad that I have that dementia test on my website for you, elderage.com by Dr. Shankle, and so many resources on there for you so that you don't flounder as I did. I mean, I was floundering, and that's really why I wrote my book, and that's really why I lecture all over the country, and why I do everything in my power to wake people up so that they don't have to go through the heartache, physical, emotional, financial, just wipe you right out. You have no idea what's ahead unless you wake up early to it. So that's my mission. I'm going to wake everybody up, and I'm going to be our poster child for elder care awareness and reform and get to Congress. I'm going to be in there in September and try to make a difference with bringing awareness to adult daycare, which you've heard me talk about before. How to give your loved ones something to do during the day so they're not sitting there staring at the television. How do I do this? How do I do that? And you come home and you're tired. So I can't say enough about adult daycare. So anyway, I hope that you'll call in. We're going to start taking some call-ins on the show down the road a little bit. And listen to us every Saturday from 3 to 5 on Coping with Caregiving. I'm going to have 6 wonderful guests for you today. I'm sorry, Dawn, we must have messed up somehow. Dawn, we couldn't find her on her phone, so we'll have to try her again. And please listen in, and please tell your friends, please spread the awareness of the program to anyone you know through your email list, or if you have a website, to let people know there's a place to hear about caregiving issues and give them some hope that things can still be good. It's one of the hardest times in their lives. On WSRadio.WS.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hey, big guy. You've been ignoring me lately. Remember when we first met? We spent every weekend together. What happened? You used to take such great care of me. Is it my appearance? I realize my paint finish is a bit dull and I don't look pretty as I once did. Listen, all I need is a little TLC. Last time we were out, You parked me next to a real beauty. She sparkled so bright you couldn't keep your eyes off of her. She told me her guy just gave her a coat of PPS paint sealant. It's a no-wax finish, an easy two-step process, starting with a natural paint cleaner, which restores the finish to its original condition. The second step is an acrylic Teflon paint sealant that seals and maintains the deep shine. Low cost, high return. Check out their money guarantee at www.nowaxfinish.com. Let's reunite. Treat me right with PPS. www.nowaxfinish.com.